Welcome back to the J-Pop Exchange. I'm Sean Bird, your host for the show. You're just minutes away from hearing an exclusive interview with Yoshiaki Fujisawa. Right now, let's listen to some of the great music that Mr. Fujisawa composed for Prince of Stride Alternative, a fun, upbeat, yet curiously introspective anime. Here's Going Where the Wind Blows. That will be followed by Prologue. Yoshiaki Fujisawa is the composer for the Nintendo Switch video game Tokyo Mirage Sessions Sharp FE Encore. And in just a few minutes, we'll have an exclusive interview with Mr. Yoshiaki Fujisawa, right here on the J-Pop Exchange. We'll be right back.
got this bottle of whiskey and I got this weed.
Great piece of music from the anime Prince of Stride Alternative titled School Life, composed by Mr. Yoshiaki Fujisawa. We'll have an exclusive interview with Mr. Fujisawa right after this next piece of music by him. Here's Winning Run.
Hi, I'm Yoshiaki Fujisawa, and you're listening to the J-Pop Exchange with Sean Bird.
Joining us right now is Mr. Yoshiaki Fujisawa, right here on the J-Pop Exchange. Hi, Mr. Fujisawa. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
はい、私も番組を楽しみにしておりました。
Thank you. I'm very excited to be on the show.
If you do not mind, please tell us something about where you were born and where you grew up. Was it in a large city or a smaller town?
Well, I was born in a provincial city called Fukuoka in the northwestern part of Japan. I suppose you can call it a large city. Where I grew up, though, it was pretty countryside, so I played in the river and did things like that. I would go out to town to get CDs. It was a well-balanced, cool city.
Did your interest in music begin in your childhood? How did you become interested in music?
I think
my parents, They listened to a fair amount of music, and my dad liked listening to album-oriented rock, jazz, and fusion. So I grew up hearing these kinds of music in the background, and that was probably my first exposure to music.
Please tell us more about your musical studies and training.
私には、5歳上の兄がいるんですけども、
Well, I have a brother who is 5 years older than me, and he started taking electric organ lessons around grade 1. I watched him, and I really wanted to do the same thing. So I started taking lessons as well. I started playing guitar when I was 14. It was all self-taught, and well, I guess I'm still learning even today.
自分で未だに弾き続けております。
How and when did you decide to pursue a career in music? Was it always your intention to pursue a career in music?
大学に入って、バンドサークル
When I got into college, I joined a band. But it wasn't like I was serious about becoming a professional or anything. But I think a part of me always felt that music was something I wanted to pursue. So, after college, even when I got a job, I ended up quitting right away. I thought to myself, since I quit, I might as well see how far I could get with music. I had no idea what I could do, and nothing was decided at that point. But I knew music was what I wanted to do, so I committed myself.
Can you give us some insight into your writing process? When you compose music,How do you progress from inspiration to creation?
はい、作曲のプロセスということで、そうですね、まあ、空からメロディーが降ってくるということはまあないので、まあ、アニメだったり、映像作品
My writing process? Well, it never happens with me where a melody just materializes from nowhere. So, well, in terms of music, for an anime or a movie, I start by reading the story inside out.I dig deeper and deeper into, say, the characters or the setting for the narrative. And from there, I think about what part of the narrative or where I want to put my focus on. Then based on that, I would come up with a theme, big or small, that turns out to a framework. Then, well, I would build what's inside that framework to make it into a song. When I'm building the song, well,The tempo of the movie is very important, so I'd finalize the music based on that tempo.
すごく大事になってきますので、映像のテンポにのっとって、最終的に仕上げていきます。
Who are your musical influences?
影響を受けた作曲家は、そうですね、映画。
My musical influences? Let's see. Well, in terms of film composers, I'm very much influenced by great composers like John Williams, Ennio Morricone,and Alan Silvestri. And for Japanese composers, when I heard the soundtrack for the anime called Cowboy Bebop in high school, it was written by Yoko Kanno. I was just blown away in my teens. I was into rock and I listened to a broad range of heavy metal and rock music from Metallica to Mr. Big, Extreme, Motley Crue, and so on.
ロックは一通り聞いております。
What music do you listen to?
最近聴く、音楽としましては、そうですね、まあ、
What do I listen to lately? Well, because of my work, I listen to a lot of soundtracks. But as I get older, I care less about the genre itself. So I listen to different kinds of music. Jazz, electronic, classical, you know, etc., etc.
まあ、それこそクラシックだったり、もう何でも聴くようにはなりましたね。
How did you become involved with composing music for television?
映像音楽は、もともとすごくやってみたかった。
Composing music for television was something I really wanted to try. And I had this opportunity to work on the musical arrangement for an Ultraman movie. The songs were composed by Kenji Kawai. And so I guess it all started with that movie. After that, I had the privilege of composing music on my own for the first time for the TV anime series Love Live, and here I am now.
それから今に至るという感じですね。
Please tell us about the scoring process behind Prince of Stride Alternative. Where in the process do you, as a composer, become involved? What were your experiences?
はい、プリストの制作のお話ですけれども、 まず、このお話が決まった時に、原作がまずありましたので、それを読み込
んで。 Yes, about the production of Prince of Stride. When I got called for this, there was already, of course, the original novel. So I started reading that. They told me before I joined that they wanted to take a slightly different angle from the original. So I just kept bouncing off ideas with the director and the staff and made sure we were on the same page.I remember getting involved quite a lot earlier in this production than my other projects. As for the scoring process, I had two pillars for his work. The first one represented the sort of high school student's adolescence, trying to look cool and mature. And the second is a contradiction to the first one, which are their honest teenage worries and struggles.So these two pillars made the core of the music. The story is set in the heart of Tokyo, and what the high school kids in these areas are actually listening to, I think, is something like EDM, you know? The dance music. So I incorporated a lot of that. The emotional aspect, I cut that out in some parts, and in terms of keeping the uniformity of the show, I was pretty careful.
段に取り入れました。で逆に心情の部分は、それを使わなかった部分もありますので、まあ統一感というところはすごく、気をつけました。
Also, please tell us about the scoring process behind the game Tokyo Mirage Sessions Sharp FE. Where in the process do you, as a composer, become involved? And what were your experiences?
はい、幻影文録、シャープ FE、この、制作のお話ですけれども、まずきっかけとしましては、もう10年近く付き合いのある、ABEX の
Yes, Tokyo Mirage Sessions Sharp FE and its production. How I got involved was that first I got an offer about this job from a producer from ABEX, who I've known for almost like a decade. And I said, yes, I'd love to do it.It was my first time to compose music for a game, so I was excited, and at the same time, I remember feeling huge pressure. And I got involved in the early stage of the development of the game, so I spent close to 2 years working on the music. I would make a few songs and bring that to the table to the sound team. Then I would take that back and incorporate their ideas into the songs. So it was really like building the songs piece by piece.The general theme of the music is that, well, the story is set in a parallel world centering around Shibuya. So I was especially mindful of the balance between the omnipresence of a city or the world and the transience of what's considered the trend. It wasn't so much about it had to be in this genre or in that genre.I tried to make music that was only possible, only audible in the world of Tokyo Mirage Sessions Sharp FE. And while a big part of it was about the show business or having the singers, so in that aspect, the songs are quite catchy. And I tried to make songs that would sound good live. I think these are reflected a lot in the battle scenes. Other than that, well, during the development,They were programming the regular battle songs, and I had a chance to watch the regular battle scene, and I remember getting really excited about it.
あとはそうですね、開発途中で、通常戦闘の曲が、プログラムされて、その通常戦闘シーンを見せていただいたんですけども、まあすごく興奮したのを覚えてますね。
Are there particular instruments that you prefer to use in your compositions or orchestrations?
特に、好んで使う楽器、これに関してはやはり、ストリングスセクション
Particular instruments I prefer to use? Well, I have to say the string section. Of course, it depends on the song, but strings can handle various expressions, from very emotional to very mechanical, and they have a broad range of sounds, so they definitely make the center part of my composition.
主軸の一つになっています
Do you have any current or upcoming projects that you would like to talk about?
タイトルはまだ発表されてないので言えないんですけれども、年末公開予定の
Well, I can't say the title yet as it hasn't been announced yet. But I'm planning on composing music this summer for an anime movie scheduled to be released at the end of the year. This has already happened, but I collaborated with Goshina on Dimension W. I also worked on the music for Gate.
戦い入り こちらの作品も、担当させていただいております。
In conclusion, is there anything you would like to talk about that we have not discussed thus far?
Obviously. I'll be writing music for TV anime, but I'll be doing more for the movies. So I'm looking forward to meeting you all again through my music.
Thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us.
ありがとうございました。また皆様とお会いできることを楽しみにしております。
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to seeing you again.
Head on over to jpopexchange.net to view an extensive playlist of all the great music you're hearing tonight. Right now, as we go to break, here's Yoshiaki Fujisawa with a great piece of music that he composed for the anime Prince of Stride Alternative, titled Without You.